talking about 9/11. Every now and then, people write in and say, "Grace, you got any nice stories?" I say, "What do you mean, dice? Dice?" I said, "Dice." No, that is dice. People say, "Do you have any stories that are just, you know, do you have to be so brutal all the time? Do you have to be so vicious? Do you have to be always grabbing someone and going, you, I mean, you always have to be talking about the darker side of life. Can't you ever speak of the bliss of family?" Certainly I can. I can show you I have a tender side. Let me tell you a nice story. A nice story about the family. What could be more family fun than the Sunday softball game? Mom and Pop and Chip and Sis in the back seat. Headed off to the park to meet all the friends. Harry's bringing the keg of beer and probably drink half of it. Wieners on the fire. Watermelon being sliced. A senior citizens group's coming to the softball game. They like to get sun, and all the vans from the old age home are pulling up. Noxzema's getting pretty thick. People are slapping at ants. "Hey! Let's get some bug away here. Looks like the ants want to come to the picnic, too." Okay, Chip and Sis, sit together now. Let's get a picture on the old brownie starfire. There you go. All right, let's choose some. Oh, the preacher's here. He's going to give the day his blessing. And so, the family begins one of the more American institutions, that weekend softball game. And there's a lot of people in the park, too. Oh, look. There are the lovers walking hand in hand. There's a man alone with his dog, throwing a stick, and the dog eagerly bounds back and forth to bring it to him. The senior citizens doze in the bleachers as the afternoon sun lulls them. There are the umpires showing up with grim faces. There's the potato salad. There's the school bus, with the church group arriving right on time for the food, as always. They're the neighbors. They're the friends. There's Carlos the International Terrier. Carlos the International! Everybody go! Everybody go! Get those old people out of the bleachers! He's riddling it! Carlos, you maggot! Get down, father! Get down! Take that! Oh, my God, look at him! Stitching the watermelons in! He's blowing the wieners off the gravel! My God! Carlos! Hey, he's just outgunning me! He's just outgunning me! What about the umpire? The potato salad's flying! You're not gonna shoot the keg of beer, are you, Carlos? And just as quickly as he came, he was gone. That's Carlos for you. I looked around. People were splayed in grotesque postures of death. Aluminum walkers were bent beyond recognition. The watermelon was splattered in gloppy pieces. People all over the diamond. The benches were overturned. The keg of beer was riddled. And then finally, the distant whine of ambulances broke the silence as I got up and brushed myself off. As I got up, I saw a policeman break down and weep! Break down and weep, do you hear me? Ambulance attendants were dragging him and bagging him. It was horrible. Nobody was making a sound. Nobody was making a sound. A grimmer day I never saw in my life. I mean, you could have heard a pin drop. Even the birds had stopped singing. And, well, as they were marking him and toe-tagging him, I figured, well, everybody, they all looked at me with tear-streaked faces. I had my big blaster with me. I popped in a cassette. Let's try to make the best out of this. It is a nice day. The sun's shining. Come on, let's all cheer up. And I hit the play button. You know what they say, whistle while you work. Now, here's a piece of watermelon that's not too badly shot on. Come on, okay. It's a small world. Chalking that body. Come on.
don't go away.